Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 8:45, give you a chance to win some Caps tickets for Game 4. That's Sunday against the Rangers, Capital One Arena. Hopefully the series will be 2-1. Before that game, game three on Friday.
Cakes will be there. Need back Friday. Need that bad.
You'll be there?
Need it desperately, yes.
Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Thought about going. Taking Jim Van Stone up on his offer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You thought about it. About it long and hard.
Another buddy of mine offered me, he's got tickets basically on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Basically on the glass.
Right. I mean, I think
it's second row back.
I don't know why you would turn that down for a playoff game.
Because you know. Well, you know me.
It's a Friday night.
I know, but you know me.
I know you, but I mean, you can't let your hair down a little bit on a Friday night for a Caps playoff game.
I know, I thought about DC. It. I just rather would watch it at home. Just some homebody.
You are a homebody.
It's just a lot.
Look, if they would have won last night and it's 1-1, there's a little bit more excitement.
Yeah, more buzz.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into it. All right, so last night, game two at the Garden, 4-3 Rangers. I think there were 11 power plays. Let me see if I have that right. I think there were
11. Should have been at least 12, right, Cakes?
Well, oh, yeah.
Maybe if it was a major penalty, which it was being reviewed for.
Yeah.
Could have been 13.
Yeah. Power play opportunities. 5 for the Capitals, 6 for the Rangers.
Right. And if you look at the box score,
and they took advantage of them, too.
Caps scored on two of the power plays, but
so did the Rangers.
A lot of the power plays still looked just broken and disjointed, and they gave up a shorthanded goal, which was
that's
a backbreaker.
You know what I did when
Turned the TV off?
When Ovi turned the puck over and they were down 4-2. I said, this game's over because they're not going to score 5.
As soon as that happened, I considered doing that because I was frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just like, "This just sometimes it happens. And when you have no confidence in your power play and Ovi just fumbles the puck and turns it over, sometimes these weird things happen, especially in the playoffs. And I, of course, stuck it out till the end.
I thought there was a nice flurry at the end that people.
Yeah, tell me about the third period.
Well, I mean, obviously they had the big hit on Oshie. Of all people, right? You almost wonder if they were targeting him, right?
Well, I mean, from what some of the guys on the ice said, I think it was Wilson who said it definitely looked like Panarin was targeting his head. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the replay, you know, 100 times, like if you watched it and you watched it online, like he skates towards him, he loads up his elbow and his shoulder. And he strikes him right in the head area. Now, when you slow it down, some people might be like, oh, well, he hit him in the upper neck, and it wasn't quite his head. But you knew what the intention was there from Panarin. They stop play because Oshie's down on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
They go to review it because it looks like a major penalty. They have the people in Toronto review it. Oshie skates off the ice because he's injured.
Right.
the concussion spotters make him leave the ice. So that's what Carberry was talking about in the post game. Like, all right, well, if you're making him leave the ice because of contact to the head, that's got to be at least a minor penalty, if not a major.
Right.
And then you come back with
nothing,
no penalty, and just stick the dagger in even more. They give McMichael a penalty for defending his guy, for cross-checking.
It was the most bizarre sequence.
And look, I'm clearly biased. I'm a Caps fan, but you can look at that outside of the lens of being a Caps fan. The guy cheap-shotted the guy in the head, which is something the NHL is trying to get out of the game.
And there was nothing. There was no penalty.
There's a ref literally standing. If you see the replay, there's a ref standing 8 to 10 feet away looking directly at it.
It was really bizarre.
I just don't understand the rationale.
Look, some of the Caps players after the game were kind of being nice about when they were asked about the officiating.
Right.
Stromer being one of them. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you, off mic, they were just killing those guys.
Stromer was commenting that, you know, like they're calling stuff in the playoffs like they're not even calling during the regular season.
Two of the bigger problems, though, that the team is having overall, down 2-0. The games aren't the type of games that they want to have.
Right.
Too high scoring. We know that this team's going to win games if they're lower scoring. And number two, Ovi can't get anything going.
Yeah. That's a huge
Coach
problem.
Coach Carberry called him out. Greg Wyshynski, who we'll have on the show at 8, tweeted out. I'm not sure I've ever heard Alex Ovechkin basically called out by a Capitals coach like I just heard from Spencer Carberry. We have the audio.
Just curious, when you say that Ovechkin's struggling, what does that look like to you? Is it lack of shot volume, or what does it look like to you when you say he's struggling?
A little bit of that. I think there's two things that I notice when he's struggling is he's not getting, like in a game 5-on-5, and even I group the power playing with him, is he should on a nightly basis get 4 or 5 looks. And, you know, whether they go in or not, that's the first part is he's not getting those looks. So whether that's a product of his matchup, whether that's a product of his line combination, whether he's playing a role in that, we've got to find a way to get him in spots where it's him and Shesterkin and he's within the top of the circles. The second thing that I see is his shot gets blocked. That's where I see, okay, it's off just a touch. Like even that 6-on-5, when the draw, steps, shin pads, like that. And like I said, he can find that in one instance. We get back home and that thing is, you know, in a good spot on net. So those are the two things that I sort of see, but he'll be good. He's been through so many of this, so many situations like this. I expect him to step up big time in game 3.
I was thinking that exact same thing that Wyshynski said. I can't remember a Caps coach publicly to the media saying something like that.
I mean, I feel like it was critical.
No, I don't think it was critical.
He wasn't hammering him. I didn't think. But
no, but I still to say he's struggling.
He needs more out of him. He has one shot through 2 games.
I mean, I know Reardon would never say that in media. I don't think even Coach Lav would say that. I don't know. It was just something. Carbs just doesn't hold back.
Mm. Yeah, I mean he
doesn't.
He does not. He tells it like he sees it.
Well, all I know is I felt better.
And then he turned the puck over to create the shorthand.
That was just an awful fumble by him.
That's why I said, go on to sleep.
I know I felt better as the game ended because it was that little flurry. But I have to say, you know, when I had my 30% chance of them winning, I was down to 12 yesterday. Now I'm down to about 2.
2%.
I'm down to 24. 48 to 36 to 24. If they win game 3, back to 36. Win game 4, back to 48.
Mm. So
you got to handle your business at home.
You're doing a 12-bit, but there's no way you just really think that it's 24%.
Well, they have won all their home games against the Rangers. And I do think this was a closer game. Look, game 1, the score was bad. They really just had a bad 3 minutes. Now, in those 3 minutes, they gave up 3 goals. I think overall they played a competitive game yesterday.
Yeah, but again before they scored on it, they gave up the shorty obviously, but before that, there were probably at least 2 or 3 chances where Lindgren could have been beaten on a shorthanded goal because they just couldn't bring the puck up the ice for whatever reason. They were turning it over in the neutral zone. It was just ugly. That needs to be rectified going forward, or they have less than 0% chance of winning the series.
Also, stick deflections like the Rangers got on the first goal with Trocheck, I think is his name. Vinny Trocheck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just so lucky.
Well, you can counter that with, like, Willie's first goal was He deflected a shot from the point.
I'm just bitter that the Rangers got
that. I know
that.
Sometimes you need those. The Caps need those bounces in this series because they're the team that's scoring challenged.
I mean, that puck's this wide.
I don't know.
And it's going 120 miles an hour.
These guys have an amazing.
And they deflect it right into the net.
Amazing hand eye. Like they work on it every day.
I know. They're professional hockey players. I get it. It's just lucky to me.
All right. Let me go to Chris in Upper Marlboro. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, Richard Gere of the Junkies? How
Thank you.
Doing, you. Man?
Thank up? You. That is true. Drab, you missed that. It was called Richard Gere of the Junks.
Hey, so it was me who called the other day and was talking about the refs, and EB asked me if I'm always over the all over the refs. Last night was beyond bad. I mean, before the penalty to Oshie, you know, they missed at least four obvious penalties on us. There was a blatant trip on Ferravari. There was a cross check. There was a boarding call. I mean, they were just bad all around.
And by the way, let me interrupt you for one second. I think some of the bad blood between Panarin and Oshie. Oshie definitely high-sticked Panarin, and they missed it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think that the Panarin hit was after that.
Right. And they did. Then that's
Absolutely.
Why he kind of did target him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that Panarin didn't have a penalty. And, I mean, like Cake said, the big point is that how can the league watch this and not take action? Because, like, this spotter pulled him off of the ice. It wasn't anybody. It wasn't him just leaving on his own. The league said he had to leave. It's like an NFL player getting pulled out and going to concussion protocol. What I do want to say, though, is that after that game, I actually think that the Caps can beat this team. The Rangers are not that good. And if we can put it all together, we only got to win one game on the road. Now, we got to take care of business at home, I understand. And that's going to be, you know, the thing. But we split with them in the season at home. So I do not think that team is better than us, though.
I think they're actually pretty good.
What do you mean they're not? Hold on.
They seem pretty talented.
They had the best record in the Eastern Conference. How are they not better? Come on.
Well, no,
you're being a little too biased here.
No. They played them to within an inch of their life last night, and the Rangers just barely held on by the skin of their chinny chin chin.
Look,
they are not that much better than the Capitals.
I don't know how much better, but I mean they've won what 4 of 6, and they're up 2-0.
Thank you, Chris. I like your optimism. And I appreciate
all right,
that.
See you, boys.
I mean, I just disagree with that.
Look, you get Ovi unlocked at home. You win game 3 and you're right back in it.
All right, I hope that happens, believe me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2% for the series.
I think my number stands right now at like 10%.
Yeah.
And that might be a little bit optimistic.
Right.
But if they get a win Friday, that number will get popped up. It'll get a bump.
Mm-hmm. How did you think Lindgren played? Fine, right? Made some saves.
Thought he was.
He was all right.
I don't think he was the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, deflection is just puck luck for them.
Yeah.
The other one was there was two shorthanders, or I'm sorry, one shorthander and two power plays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. He came out of his crease and made a big. Do you remember that one save he came, where he came
yes.
way out? Mm-hmm. That was great.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Caps now trail the Rangers 2-0, game three on Friday. We're giving away tickets to game four coming up at 8:45. Here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.